This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash, and you are listening to MIA. That's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I'm right here with Jimmy E.
Correct.
And Mudbug.
The
Introduce yourselves,
Mudbug.
Guys, so they know what your voice
sounds like.
I'm
Jimmy. And I'm Mudbug.
That's Mudbug. And that's
Jimmy.
Okay, now that we got that all established.
Just making sure.
We want everybody to be able to recognize our voices, right?
Well.
Since we don't have video.
Correct. Just remember, luckily, Mudbug. It's okay.
Thank God we don't have video.
Luckily, we don't have video.
Luckily for them.
I know.
We don't have video.
All right, start with Mudbug. What have you been doing?
A lot of nothing. Well, I'm on Facebook all the time.
That's right. You're our social media guy.
I do Facebook.
He's a social media dude.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I said it was MIA. Did I say it's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol?
I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's MIA, which stands for Music, Idiot, Not, and Alcohol.
Good try.
Music, yeah. Idiot. No, it's Idiots. It's the three of us.
Yeah, last week, Bug threatened to throw his microphone at
Not. I mean, within the first few minutes, he was angry.
I know.
As soon as we started.
Pretty intense.
He was a very angry
person. Well, in that other show we did the same, well, this past week, then I was like, okay, this week.
He started to throw his microphone at me.
This week was throwing my microphone and beating Jimmy with it. I was like,
well, I think he needs a psychiatrist.
I think he needs to take anger management
classes. That's a great movie. You started with movies.
Mudbug seems to be aggressive at some points. I don't know.
He's pretty aggressive.
Yeah. I know. I'm about to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
Talk about myself in the third person.
We have to get with the union
person.
I want to talk to my union steward about that and see what we can do about this.
Wait, has this been 15 minutes?
I can't work under these conditions.
I can't either. He stressed me out last week.
Has it been 15 minutes yet? Because it's break time.
Oh my God.
We got done recording last week, and I went to the bar. I had to drink.
You had to settle down.
I had to go have many drinks.
To settle down.
Many more drinks than I already had here.
No, it's crazy. And I went with him. He was just glad I didn't have microphone with me.
Y'all are just glutton for punishment. That's it. Gluttons. Gluttons.
He went with me, but I left him in the car.
Oh.
Kid said, we walk out the door, make sure you leave your microphone.
Buy your own damn beer.
Exactly right.
leave your microphone here.
Yeah, so actually last week we went after recording MIA, yes. Music, mm-hmm. Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yeah.
Me and Mudbug ran up to the brand.
The brand. That's right. The new place in town.
The brand and new bar in town.
That was good.
Speaking of the brand, I just saw that they're having a... Let me pull it up.
And while you're looking that up, I'm going to tell you that while we were there, we ran into a guy named Drew Brown.
Drew Brown. From San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little south of Little California. And
he can't set tape with us.
Isn't that place with the river through the middle of the city?
Yeah. Yes, right, exactly. Man. So we went and hung out over there, and we got to listen to Drew Brown and his band.
Nice.
I don't know what they call the band. It just said Drew Brown. I bought a hat. It's a Drew Brown band.
Drew Brown band.
Okay, there you go.
It's the Drew Brown band.
That actually kind
of sounds Drew Brown band. He's a really cool guy.
He was a really cool guy. The brand is a cool place. It needs to work on its sound a little bit.
Well, you know, I haven't been in there since they became the brand, but back when it was... Whatever it was
the moderns,
yeah, yeah,
the moderns. It's just a square.
Yeah, it's
with
a big,
lots of
big box with lots of
flat,
wood. You know,
flat surfaces,
stuff
you know,
that
so
just bounces all that music or sound around.
It still does that.
So it needs some stuff to absorb some of that.
But speaking of,
it was a good time. We had a blast.
It still brought that honky tonk feeling back. It's the only one in our area that's the old school, like a honky tonk.
Well, I wanted to give them a little shout out because according to the Book of Faces. They're having their grand opening on Saturday, June the 22nd. Just saw this. It's all day long. Yeah.
And so playing.
So it's going to be happy hour all day?
I guess.
I'm going to say Hayes will be so happy.
So from
it's happy hours.
Right. So from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be John Gentry.
All right.
We all know.
We've known John Gentry forever.
Yeah, and there's going to be giveaways all day and barbecue plates.
Giveaways?
And barbecue plates? I guess that night is going to be a band called the Texas Crossroads Band.
Yep. I have heard of that band.
That is going to be at The Brand in Conroe on 2111 Airport Road on June the 22nd.
Yes, we call it 2111.
They are at 2111 Airport Road.
Yep.
They're about two blocks from the Montgomery County Fairgrounds.
And for those of you who know the area, it's formerly Montana's.
Formerly Montana's. Formerly Pitchers. Formerly Hubba Dubs.
Yeah.
What was that? One
shortly, I don't remember the other one after
short-lived thing.
That was all in town.
that was all Frazier's office.
The only thing that was for a very short period of time we don't talk about because
it's different.
Yeah, different. It's a little different kind of.
It's
bar.
Different.
It's a different kind of.
But it was Pitchers and
when everything was light and then rainbowy.
Yeah, Pitchers and
rainbowy.
Montana's for about 15 years. And then,
all right, gotcha.
Well, Montana's was just a karaoke bar, so.
Yeah, they had like karaoke like five nights a week. It was crazy.
There was not a single, not ever, it was not a live music venue whatsoever, ever, ever.
So I talked
karaoke's live music.
It was karaoke.
No, it's not live music.
It was karaoke.
It was live
karaoke.
Karaoke.
It was a live person singing. Hey, I used to go there all the time. I went there and karaokeed a lot because I love karaoke.
Mudbug's one of those guys. He likes to sing.
I don't like karaoke.
Especially when Mudbug's singing.
I don't like karaoke. Period. I just don't like it.
Well, I didn't go in there and karaoke at everything.
Other people can do it. That's fine. I didn't go in there and say, hey, sing
Janis Joplin. I was like, no.
I've done karaoke one time in my life.
Me too.
Yes, at the 19th hole.
No.
Oh, actually, I didn't even karaoke. Actually, no, I sang with a guy that was
you karaoke at the 19th hole, not me. I did not.
The first time I did it was our little sister made me do it. And it was at the 19th hole.
Jimmy did it at Scruppy's.
Thank you.
Okay.
At her birthday.
I was there then, too. I karaoke'd that one, too. I know what you're talking
about.
You're a karaoke fool.
I don't remember you singing. I don't remember you karaoke'ing, but I remember
back then I did all the Brooks and Dunn stuff.
He's karaoke'd.
He's karaoke.
Back then, I used to karaoke all the Brooks and Dunn, because Ronnie Dunn, to me, like the greatest.
So that's why they retired.
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, Mudbug took over.
Ronnie Dunn, to me, is like the greatest country vocalist ever, man.
Ronnie Dunn's pretty good.
Who you gonna put up there with a vocalist like Ronnie Dunn?
Mike Ryan.
Ronnie Dunn is not that same, but now you got.
He's gonna just name everybody. You know
that. I think say vocalist wise, you just named Cody Hibbert the vocalist like Ronnie Dunn. You kidding me? Cody Hibbert's awesome. I love Cody Hibbert, but he's not a vocalist like Ronnie
Cody
Dunn.
Cody, don't kill him next time you see him. Don't
just,
kill him, buddy.
Don't
we
kill
love
him.
You.
Just beat him up a lot.
Me and Not love you.
Yes.
Yeah, Not. Say, me and Not love you.
So anyway.
Hey, Cody's got a new song coming out here. Of course, he's been kicking out. That dude's kicking out some music.
Well, he's got a new album coming out.
He's got a new. He's got another song. I just saw that he's kind of teasing here.
Just kicks him out the door.
I know we just got a new song from him last week.
I know, right?
Rolling.
Boy.
That's the name of the song.
Speaking of Rolling, he's rolling some music out.
Well, good. Good, good, good.
Good. Yeah, anyway, so that's good stuff.
Apparently he's got plenty of.
Songwriter. Like last week I was like, I saw the ones from the Tom Ball deal that he did, all them little.
Yeah, the little videos he did.
Yeah, the little videos that he did. I was like, I just texted him, I'm like, hey, Cody. Ooh, beer time. I was like, Cody, how come I don't have this new song yet? He goes, my bad. And within about 20 minutes, Aaron got an email. I'm like, all right, here you go. I'm like, good. Loaded that up. We're playing that. And I love it. I think it's a great song.
It's a good one.
It's upbeat. Of course, I like upbeat songs. So.
Yeah. I like all kinds
Bugs,
of songs.
Bugs the Ballad Junkie. I like my
upbeat I am the song. Ballad Junkie.
And actually, Cody has some of those too.
Yeah.
Why? What made us go on to Cody Hibbert? Other than the fact that you mentioned his voice.
I was mentioning great vocalists.
He was saying he's just as good a vocalist as Ronnie Dunn.
I think Cody Hibbard's a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the biggest thing he has for
him. Well, we're still stuck on...
I'm still in your corner, Cody.
I'm still stuck on name me a vocalist like Ronnie Dunn.
Cody Johnson.
He's a cowboy.
And?
And a great vocalist.
He is pretty damn good vocalist.
Don't try to put me on the spot, Mr. Man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there's a,
you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of great vocalists
I bet
there.
You're right. I bet you're right. Could you,
it's vocalists depends mind, on what you, they're singing when they're singing it, right?
I say, because you imagine, okay, if you take, you to me it's like Cody take Johnson? The aspect of,
yeah, yes, I'm
if
just
you
saying.
Take Cody Johnson, imagine him singing a Ronnie Dunn or Brooks and Dunn song,
mm-hmm.
I could see he could do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could go with that.
Cody is,
I don't know if you could squeeze his nuts hard enough to get as high as Ronnie. Just saying. You think he could? You think he could get as high as Ronnie?
Yeah, do you think he could sing My Maria? Cody Johnson? Think he
that's falsetto.
But, I don't know.
That's falsetto.
But do you,
falsetto.
Are you saying it's false? Is that what you mean?
Falsetto? No. What is that?
It's.
I don't know. I bet.
Jimmy could be on The Voice. He could be like.
No, that's the only point. It's like, no. That's the only one I could think of right now. Is like if he tried to sing Brooks and Dunn's My Maria, you think he could really.
I don't know. Maybe.
Get
maybe.
To that high pitch and.
Maybe.
I think if there's anybody out there close, I think
Cody I was never a falsetto guy. I can't do falsetto well. I never could.
Oh, no. I was just talking about, like, you know them words. You know, vibrato.
Yeah, yeah. Falsetto. Vibrato and the falsetto. Yeah. And
the, yeah. Vibrato. That's like a gang or something. Vibrato. Just can't go. I'm going to drop your keys.
The gangs. The vibrato gang.
The vibrato.
Gang.
The vibrato.
Yeah. They walk around harmonizing. The gang, man.
Isn't that what started the quartets?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. What was that? Neo Sedaka.
Yeah.
That's what started the Stray Cats, you know.
The Stray Cats.
And then they were like, hey, we need some music with this. You got Peter to go.
Bye with my tail in the air.
Then you got people in the corner slapping their thighs.
I'm the Stray Cat. Whatever. Okay.
All right. What are we talking about?
Three different directions.
I know, right? All of you said Stray Cats, and that song popped in my head.
Stray Cats.
Yeah. He said Stray Cats.
He did.
Brian Seltzer.
Brian Seltzer.
Yeah, man.
What else did he do? The Brian Seltzer Orchestra. Great stuff.
It was great. Oh, I saw it live.
Yeah. I never saw it live.
Inspired this tattoo, actually. That's how
the building was on fire?
No, because.
Are you kidding me?
It was actually the backdrop went for the Brian Seltzer Orchestra.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So he's out there, right? And there's, I'm going to mess this up. There was a piano on one side of the stage, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the big stand-up.
Yeah, the big stand-up bass.
Big stand-up bass, yeah. Right? And there was this wall, and then behind that was where the orchestra was.
Right.
And they were kind of like in a tier, like a, what do you call it? Not tier.
Stage.
Stair step type.
Like
thing?
A stair step. Yeah, yeah, that. That.
Staged.
So stage, and that's where the orchestra was. So you could see them, right? And they lit it all up. And in the back, the backdrop was black.
Yeah.
And it was just the outline of these flames. It was, like old school hot rod flames.
Yeah.
Outline of it. Right,
yeah.
And it was just green. It was kind of like a metallic-y green.
Right.
And I was like, that really looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was like, I don't know. That looks really cool. And
that's what inspired your tattoo on
So I got the orange. That was actually the first tattoo I got right here. It was just this orange row of flames.
Did you get that one or do that one?
I got that one. Okay. No, I didn't do any. I'm right-handed. I can't tattoo my right arm.
I mean, you can try. So
even if he did it, he still got it now.
We're on that subject. So best concert you ever been to?
Ooh, best. See, I have a hard time with that because I like so many different types of music.
Well, I'm the same way. So but like, still, there's got to be one that just sticks out in your mind.
There's always two that stick out in my head the most.
Yeah.
And they're both rock bands.
Okay.
So the first is always Queensryche.
Oh, I would love to see Queensryche.
I don't remember what tour it was now, but Queensryche, when they did whatever the hell tour that was, they went all wireless, everything.
Yeah.
And they covered the stage with white Mylar. And The drum riser was trapped in a glass box, basically. What do you call it? Where it's like sound.
Yeah.
Proof box. Soundproof
box.
But it's glass, right?
Right.
There's a sound all came, the drums then, all were in that.
So cube. There was no amplifiers on stage.
No way, really?
Mm-hmm. And so it was all the guitars
were wireless. Oh, that's a clean stage. Yeah.
So there was no amplifiers on stage.
Wow.
It was all wireless. Everything was off stage. So there was no wires at all. No monitors on stage.
Yeah.
No, none of that stuff. So it looked very surreal, and it was the first time I'd ever seen it.
What year you think and that was?
That was, well,
cool.
It was before 2000.
I think say it would be the late 90s.
I'm going to say mid-90s. I'll say 95 it, to 96.
Okay. I was going to say it was the late 90s, probably about 97, I think.
Now, I can't think of the album right now because I'm talking. But so then they had this cool, the way that they did the lights up top had this white tarps looking thing, whatever you want to call it, kind of hanging down in the, so it almost created like a orchestra shell, if you will, a symphony shell.
It's mesmerizing.
With a white background. And so everything, all the lighting, and they shot video on the floor, the wall, and the ceiling.
Right.
Right. So it was just very surreal looking.
Was that possibly the Here and the Now Frontier tour that they were doing?
No, man.
Because that was 97.
I can tell you, I remember the show I saw was at the Cincinnati Woods Mitchell Pavilion. And it was just amazing. And I was just like, I was dumbfounded because it was so crazy that you could create all that and not have all that stuff on stage, with the wireless. And of course, Queensryche's one of those bands that no matter when you see them, they sound like their album.
It doesn't matter where they're at, they sound perfect.
Yeah, they sound just like their album. If they can't play it, they don't record it. Right?
Oh, that's exactly cool. Right.
So they were phenomenal.
What's your other one?
The other one is Metallica.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I am a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
And
the one they did with the orchestra.
Which tour was that?
We always call it, we always refer to it as the Destruction Tour. It was way after Black. It was like
probably Garage
98. It was after Garage.
It was after Inc. Garage Inc.
So they probably just released
Reload
or something. And that album kind of sucked in my opinion. Yeah, but anyway, sure. Like that and Death Magnetic or something like that. So right around after that, when they did, it would actually be right after the Garage Inc. album because they did the acoustic set part of it.
Yeah.
But that show was really cool because they did this theatrical thing right in the middle of it because they take up the whole arena floor, right?
Oh, yeah.
With the show. And, like, they do this losing power and the electricity sparks and one of the spotlight guys catches on fire and he falls out. He falls out of the spot, truss spots.
Yeah,
he gets his leg caught up in the ladder and all this stuff.
Right,
and then one of the towers fall down.
Oh my lord!
And it was just that's why they called it the Destruction Tour, or that's what we refer to it as. Yeah. I don't actually know what it was called, but it was an amazing show. And it's like so all this happens.
Yeah.
And everybody in the crowd thinks it's real because it starts out like down in the pit because they built the stage above the floor and it takes up the whole floor.
It's like exciting and scary at the same time.
So some sparks happen and there's some smoke coming out of where Guitar World is, where they tune the guitars and all that. And the guy comes running out of there. And that's kind of what starts the whole effective.
Really?
And so it's theatrical while the guys are playing.
Nice.
And blah, blah, blah. All this, and the next thing you know, this happens, and then this happens. Power goes out.
Yeah.
So there's no lights at all in the entire state, except for the exit lights. And that's it.
That's what
so everybody's kind of like
exciting
freaked
and scary
out.
All the same time.
Freaked out. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden, like this, it's supposed to look like a, just a regular house light bulb,
right?
You know, lowers down from the ceiling down into the center of the stage.
Yeah,
and the guys take their seat, and it's like James Hetfield with a acoustic guitar or whatever, and they start doing some of that
whatever
cover stuff from whatever the cover album that they did,
right?
And but so it was really cool,
was it?
And of course, and then they kind of come back, and the lights start coming on slowly, after a couple songs. And but they did like acoustic versions of weird shit.
You know, crazy.
And you know, turn the page, you know, that kind of shit, right? So,
and what's exciting about that is the fact that Knott worked in the music industry forever.
Yeah.
So he saw, or he has seen, a lot. Everybody you can pretty much think of and throw it out there, he's seen them all. So that is phenomenal. I think the aspect of what the first things that he brings up are those right there. So that,
that makes a big point to me. Before the year 2000, I saw it.
Yeah. That makes a big point to me right there.
Just for stuff since then.
That's what I mean. Makes a big point to me because of all the concerts you've been privy to, you've been in all genres or whatever, because I would say like a million. And this is two that you
Bug, what's your favorite?
Pretty incredible.
What's your favorite concert you've ever been to?
Okay.
Well, Bug's like,
okay, well,
all of them?
Everyone I went to was my favorite.
I have a mad plethora of them.
I have one favorite and then one honorable mention.
Okay. I can tell you, my favorite, the most exciting concerts I ever been to.
Yeah.
And I hate to insult my favorite band. It's a rock band of all time because it's not one of those.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen them five times.
Okay.
And y'all know who my favorite band ever is in the rock venues. And
yes.
I grew up in the 80s. I'm a glam rock freak. Runs and Motley Crue is the greatest.
Motley Crue.
I thought it was Runs and Hoses.
But I love Motley Crue. No. But,
okay. I don't think that's really anybody's favorite band.
I'll go ahead and throw out there this first one real quick. My favorite show or like concert I went to in my life was Rocklahoma.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Rocklahoma.
Camped out in Rocklahoma for 4 days, and I've seen a major, mass.
Yeah, they had 30 bands at that thing, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that. But of course, I wanted to see L.A. Guns. You know, Tracy Guns.
I remember them. Yeah.
So I got to see L.A. Guns. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. They were a great band.
And to go along, they were awesome, good, man.
Man.
Twisted Sister was there. And you got to see, you know, Firehouse and all these other, you know, all the guys
were red. We're not going to take it.
But I'm gonna,
no,
but
you're even, not.
But so talking about the concert and all these massive amount of people that played in that show, it goes right along with what Knott was just saying, because Queensryche was at that same, they were there.
Yeah.
And this outdoor venue, we camped out right there. You know, it was incredible when going out. It's almost, and Queensryche, they destroyed, man. They were incredible.
Yeah.
It was like that was the greatest ever.
That's cool.
Of that concert I've seen with
them. They've always been
phenomenal,
one of my favorites.
Man.
I've never got to see them, but.
You've talked about perfection, everything you did.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was phenomenal. Yeah. That's what I always remember, except for the, you know, camping and having a great time and seeing everybody. You know, like, you can name a 30 of these top bands, they were there.
That's cool.
But other than that, the other concert that's always my favorite, and I had the most fun I could ever remember in my entire life, was just going to a show and going home. Thanks to my brother, Knott. When I went and seen Powerman 5000.
Man, I love that band.
Powerman 5000.
Powerman 5000. See, here we are. We're taking country feats. I'm talking about this metal rock.
And the only reason he even mentions that is that's because the only reason we went.
Is because I wanted to see Kid Rock.
He wanted to
see his very first. It was Kid Rock's very first tour, very first stop in Houston.
What's the name of the band again?
Powerman 5000.
Powerman 5000 was the band I wanted to see.
No, Kid Rock. Oh. Kid Rock was the hit. Powerman 5000 opened up for Kid Rock.
He wanted to see Kid Rock. And
it was
he asked me. He asked
no
me. He's like, Lord have mercy. He's like, man, you think we can get into?
Was it Rob Zombie's little brother? Right.
Take me to go see Kid Rock, and I went, no, because I didn't want to go. I was like,
Knott was like, I don't give two shits.
Hell no, I don't want to see no Kid Rock.
At that time in life, I was really excited. Kid
and
Rock
he's like,
was awesome.
Man,
you know,
it's
brought everything together.
It.
Like, I don't,
it's like, back then, it was called the Aerial Theater. And he's like, it's playing at the Aerial Theater, man. You used to work down there. You know the guys. You know, I'm like, I'm not going. No.
And he goes,
like, 3 hours later.
He called me back. He called me back, and he goes, hey, we're going to that show. I was like, what did you want to do? And he goes, I wanted anything to do with Kid Rock. But he goes, Powerman 5000 opening, you better be lucky.
He says it was a phone call. We were actually at work because I had left the music industry and I was working at the same place he was.
Okay, got you.
And he had got with me that morning. He was like, hey, Kid Rock playing it. But I'm like, no, not
interested.
So I'm giving him my shit. And then at some point,
he was an ass about
one of my buddies from the music industry called. and I don't know, or called me or whatever. Somehow it got back to me, and I'm like, I find out.
You found out Power Man.
Power Man 5000 was opening up for Kid Rock.
And Rob like, Zombie's little brother.
So I went up front, and I'm like, Bug, by the way, we are going to.
Mary said,
call your old lady, we're going to be late.
Call your old lady, say you ain't coming home, and I guess we're going to the show. And I was like, seriously?
Power Man 5000, never heard of them. I'm going to have to check them out.
But I didn't have a clue who the heck they were. I show up at that show and I watch it. It was incredible. And
y'all going to laugh at me.
Of course, he had to save me from the mosh pit and everything.
Are you going to tell me REO Speedwagon?
No. My absolute most favorite concert ever went to. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, number one. Billy Joel, Elton John.
Man, that's face a great to face. Show.
That God, was a great such show. A great at show. Rice Stadium.
Hell yes. That's a great
so
show.
So good. Especially whenever they're towards the end when they had both bands
on stage something to be
at
historical.
The same damn time. And they're both playing each other's music at the same damn time. Both bands are playing.
Yeah.
And you that's amazing, never missed a beat, man. Yeah. I'm just, oh my God. It was that's so what I good. Say.
If, with you, it of course, it had to be a show to be historical.
Oh, it was Joel phenomenal.
It would be incredible.
I tell you what, I've never seen either one. I've probably seen Billy Joel and Elton John together 12 times.
Right.
I saw neither
and then,
ever.
And then seen Billy Joel at the show over here and or Elton John at these shows over here.
Yeah.
Every time I saw either one of those guys, whether they were sharing the stage or on their own stage,
yeah,
they were phenomenal. I don't care what anybody that tour says that they about did? Their music. Oh, those guys are Mr. Talent.
Face-to-face tour superior was
talent.
Phenomenal.
Or Sir Talent.
They came out doing
yeah, superior talent.
So they came
yeah,
out like, doing each other's songs at first, and they yeah. were going to their own songs, and they do another. And it was, and then they came out together towards the end, and were doing each other's music.
What a challenge!
So Elton would sing Billy Joel's song, Billy Joel, and they're both bands are playing at the same time, dude. And I'm telling you, man, it was amazing.
Yeah, those guys are
that would be
amazing. My next favorite show.
Now we'll hear
I'll say
next
my honorable mention.
Next honorable favorite. Mention show.
That was actually the headliner. Sucked.
Uh oh.
The headliner. Was
I've been to so many
the
of those
opener,
shows.
Opener kicked the headliner's ass, is what you're saying.
Well, now. Okay, so you had two openers. You had the pre, and you had the opener, and you had the main.
Yeah, you had
band,
the warm right? up, and then you had the.
So the warm up was a was a band called Full Devil Jacket.
Oh, Full Devil Jacket.
That
okay. I remember them.
Do you remember them? Yeah. Dude,
I remember,
come.
I have
it's,
no clue.
It's I like 99 degrees.
Yeah, like. Well, their album wasn't too bad, in my
oh
opinion.
My
it
God.
Wasn't terrible.
It was,
but live, it's like listening to Everlast. I mean, like, it's like. Or Faith No More. I'm telling
oh
you,
God,
Everlast live sucked. Faith No More live sucked.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was like
oh, just
it was
so
like you
know.
Rubbed the CD on the ground and put it in your throat.
Before we go any further, real quick, just so everybody knows, Faith No More live. That is not just sucked. It is horrendous.
No,
literally
horrible.
The
yeah, well,
worst
full,
thing I've ever
dude,
seen live in my entire
it'd
life.
It'd be hard to be as bad as what Full Devil Jacket was. Because, I mean, it's 99 degrees in Houston. This is at the Cynthia Mitchell Woods Pavilion, right? It's an outdoor. It's hotter than hail. And the dude comes
welcome to Texas.
Trouncing out in a big old giant mink coat.
Took it you off know, 30 seconds
then,
later, didn't
oh, I went. And I was there with my son, with Forrest. And Forrest goes, Dad, is there something wrong with that guy? I went, evidently.
Did he borrow it from Rob Thomas?
Yeah.
And then.
He's obviously then, on drugs.
And then Collective Soul came out and kicked ass.
So I should have known.
I mean, kicked
I should have known Collective ass. Soul was going to be the one you're going to bring out to be that.
So, and they were so. And I know a lot of people say, well, they're just boring. But, man, they put on a great show. They were a lot of fun. And whenever, and then, so, but the headliner was Creed.
Ah, that's right. I was trying to remember.
Oh, Creed
if it was
failed miserably to collect
after,
a soul.
This
oh,
is yeah. after they had released Weathered, right? So yep. Weathered had come out. And so, yep, you know, yep, yep. and they came out, dude. And
Scott
I'm,
Staff,
and,
right?
Scott Staff. And yep. they were absolutely freaking horrible. You know, they had all the pyrotechnics and stuff going off and the flames shooting off and Scott Stapp standing up there with his foot up on top of the and people were
Statue
booing
of Liberty, yeah.
And chanting for Collective Soul to come back
was,
out.
Was he doing all the arm stretch like
oh my
it's
gosh,
all,
yes,
like, praise
yes.
y'all, praise me.
Yeah,
y'all,
yeah.
Y'all want more
was,
of me.
Oh, it
tell
was
you
bad.
What,
we left. It was so bad.
Collective
left.
Soul is actually a very amazing band. And they're another so one of those good. Bands that sound like their album.
Yeah.
Do you remember
absolutely.
For the most part. For the very most part,
if y'all can
and
recollect,
those people, the guys in the band and their staff, yeah. roadies, whatever right. you want to call them, or their band techs, right, as we called them. Those guys, all of them are amazing. They were such great people.
They have they have another song that's another hit for them called Mother's Love. Yeah, it's out right now.
Wow.
Just came out.
Do you remember, just recently, just a while back, because Collective Soul, like we were talking about, well, that's what just reminds me, is just a while back we were talking about it at one of our MIA recordings, whatever. Right, yeah. And that's actually the band I said, Collective Soul, but the group of, that's, to me, is like the, that's one of those bands that superior sound, like everything was just, they were incredible. Acoustic so or live, and everything was phenomenal with those guys. But
and my so like, another concert that I really enjoyed that was DC Talk, whenever they're on their Jesus Freak tour.
Oh, I remember that.
Man, that was
that the Astroworld?
No. That was there at the Pavilion.
They did one there. Because
matter of fact, you and you got me into that one.
Yep, DC Talk.
Audio Adrenaline and DC Talk. And man, they just, DC Talk just blew the doors off that place.
We can throw something out here real quick.
One of them old Christian bands, man.
They rocked. Just something else to throw out there and like, make a point to embarrass myself.
Mm. So go ahead, embarrass yourself.
No, we love the aftermath. You embarrass yourself. Well, because I'm going to throw this out there, because I'm going to make sure the world knows this is what happened to me in my lifetime.
Oh my God!
That's the reason why I have.
You weren't naked.
I have been before.
It was only once.
I have seven kids.
That don't mean you were naked. That don't mean you were naked.
It means you were at the right place at the right time.
Because it happened. Anyway,
she might have snuck up on you.
I'm gonna throw this out there. We may have already spoke about this, but I don't remember. But I'm gonna throw it out there now because I want you to tell me.
Throw it.
That way, and I'm gonna go last, stop so I can embarrass myself.
Are you asking a question now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Are you ready for the question? Yes. I'm waiting to hit you at my damn microphone.
Come on.
As long as you don't start.
What's the very first concert you ever went to in your life?
My very first concert, David and the Giants. No, I'm sorry. Take that back, Petra.
I just took it back, and I'll let it slide this time.
Petra at Jones Hall.
Petra
and...
Oh.
What was the...
Man, you're going to heaven.
What was that? What was that band?
I have to establish...
You're going to heaven.
To what level of concert we're talking about.
It was a concert. Full-fledged concert.
Just backstage Canada's concerts, or no?
Were you there?
Well, yeah. No.
Did you listen to the music?
The place, backstage.
Man, that's a good...
Was a big-ass club.
I didn't think to go that far, because
I used to go see concerts there all the time when I was 15, 16.
I guess, your first concert.
Your first concert you went to that was the...
I don't remember that
shit. We're not counting the corner bar.
Because now you make me think about it, because in other words, my first thought process is wrong, because I already know I've seen these other bands before. One other band I can remember right off the bat that I know I've seen way before I saw this band I was going to tell you. It embarrasses the shit out of myself. But
the first mainstream concert I ever went to, mainstream.
There you go. Let's go mainstream.
They were at the Summit.
So you're talking about thousands of people.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, back then, let's say back when we were younger, they could have played it. That
I don't remember how many.
That thing in Astro World.
How many does Jones Hall seat?
Astro Dome thing, whatever.
Jones Hall. I would say that's a major concert.
Okay, so if you go back that far, well, then my very very first concert, I forgot about that, would have been Jerry Jeff Walker.
Wow.
Ooh, at Astro World.
Ooh. See, but still, that's
1978, I think.
That's still superior compared to what I'm...
He was so drunk he fell off stage.
It was a terrible show.
It was.
Okay, so now we know that on a main stage, like it's not at a club, not at...
Right, okay.
Don't go to a venue in town that gets seats 100, 200 people. I'm talking about when you go somewhere that there's probably...
Thousands of people.
There's thousands of people watching. Gotcha. It's like your first... Big show.
Come on.
Big concert.
Speak it, brother.
But we know his
my first. My very first major concert was at the Summit, which is now, Lakewood Church?
Lakewood Church,
was at the Summit. And it was, I don't remember who opened. There was a first act, but then there was a second act and a headliner.
Yeah.
But it was...
it's about where they're at now. It used to be the Summit, and now it's the church?
Yeah,
it's
Lakewood Church.
Okay, I'm now Lakewood Church. Okay, yeah, I got you. Okay.
It was Poison and David Lee Roth.
Oh, my gosh. On his solo tour?
It was the worst thing I ever seen in my life. it was my first major concert, but that's why I was trying to clarify, because I used to go to a club called Backstage back in the day.
That's why
you scored numbers too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Oh, him and I both.
That's a little bit later in life.
Right. Yeah.
But backstage was
a big place.
And, you know, that's when I was like 16, I went to work with a band called Downtown Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out with people like Black Sheep and mm-hmm. people, bands that nobody ever heard of or knowed of.
Yeah.
And Pantera.
Okay.
So that's how I met Pantera.
Who's Pantera?
And Pantera, back then.
Yeah, Pantera.
I'm going to tell you this. When I first met Pantera,
that's joking.
Nobody knew who the hell Pantera
right,
was.
Yeah.
Wait, because they were a glam band.
Who's this band named Pantera?
Yeah, Pantera.
I saw, yeah. I saw Velvet Revolver once.
Velvet Revolver.
Yeah. With, oh, dang. Opened up for them.
So, Buck Cherry.
Mute Math.
Who?
Mute Math.
Mute Math?
Yeah. Formerly known as PAX 217.
PAX 217.
Just so you know, the very first time I ever went to Numbers was with our brother,
this
not
guy?
Here.
Yep. This guy over here?
And the very first time I was there, the main band that played was Buck Cherry. Before it was literally like a week before they became famous. Because I saw them at that show, and then I went to work the next week, and then I heard their song come out on the radio.
And that where you saw Matchbox 22?
Become famous.
Very first time I ever, that's when I met Rob, yeah.
Yep.
Was that,
I was supposed to be at that show with him too, and I didn't go.
It was the first time they ever played in Houston.
But
okay, so what was your very first one?
Bug.
Oh my God.
Come on, embarrass yourself. Come on.
Now I don't even want to say it because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. It's very embarrassing just
because. Crystal Gale.
It's not embarrassing, no. Crystal Gale may be better. My very first.
Jimmy Swaggart.
My very first. Hallelujah.
Praise him, y'all.
But my very first concert, like mm-hmm. the big venue mm-hmm. concert that I ever went to, I'm telling y'all, in my entire life.
Just spit it out, man.
Yeah, just put it out there.
The Nelson Twins. I told y'all it's embarrassing.
It was, and that's not the name of the band. That's not the name of it. It was called
Nelson.
Nelson.
All right, no, but I'm saying it's the Nelson Twins.
Yeah.
Nelson.
I think my wife.
I'm trying to remember. What was it? What was
my ex-wife at the time I was a kid. I lived on my own.
First hit song they had. What was that?
I can't remember, but I know that song became famous. They had two songs on the album became famous. My ex-wife.
I don't know. As soon as you said that, though, my brain totally went to a different band.
But it was actually their song. It was actually in that outdoor theater at Astroworld. Yeah, we were kids.
Do I love you, baby?
Isn't that the song? Yeah, it sounds right. Yes,
I think so.
But they became like super famous for like a year or two, and yeah, it was pretty much done. Mm. Only because they were pretty boys.
Nelson.
You know?
Wow.
It was the Nelson Twins.
I guess it could have been worse. You know, it could have been the Hansons.
I don't even know who they are, so maybe it could be worse. Other than that, I remember because I did raise a lot of kids.
You can't actually call that a real concert.
but at least real quick, because I did raise a lot of kids. And I mean, out of my first five children, four of them were females, and of course, they were big about those. Hoppy, whatever that name, Backstreet Boys and stuff like that.
Of course, yeah.
And Justin Timberlake. Well, Backstreet Boys is different.
Right.
Justin Timberlake was with NSYNC or whatever, but yeah.
I thought he was fixing to say something really stupid. I'm like, are you kidding? I've seen the Power Rangers live 15 times.
I saw them once, but I didn't see them once.
You were working, right?
I'm telling you
right
now. The Beast on Ice.
with my adult kids, those girls growing up, you know, said, but I had, so I had to take them to the Backstreet Boys concert. Yeah. I had to sit there and suffer through that.
You want to know the absolute worst concert I've ever been to in my life? Absolute worst, and I hate to say it. Because you're gonna throw your microphone at me. Don't you dare say
Motley Crue, because I'm going to have to kick you
absolute
in the balls.
Absolute worst. 100% concert I've ever been to in my life. Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Horrible. Matter of fact, it was so, we went with a group of people.
There's no way. I've seen Brooks and Dunn
We went
four
with a group
times
of people. Right? There was a group of us. So we got, I guess, my wife used to work for this company, and the company bought tickets for this, and so mm-hmm. we got to go on a party bus, you know, party and go into the concert, and then afterwards, you know, blah blah blah, we sat there and we were four songs in, and it was so bad that the guy that was the boss looks at us and he goes, are y'all ready to go? And we went, yes. because it was that bad.
Regulators?
It was absolutely horrible.
Mount up.
And so we went back to the bus and partied some more. It was absolutely horrible.
It's a damn good thing y'all had that bus to party on.
I'm telling you.
Brooks and Dunn blew the rest
it
of
was, it. It was like my 25th birthday, man. I remember
it was bad,
getting my tattoo
man.
On my 25th birthday and tour bus pulled up. And I'm like, what the hell is that thing doing here?
Happy birthday.
Big and Rich was a close second.
They drove around 610 loop all night.
Oh, Big and Rich was
Big
horrible.
And Rich was a close second.
Okay. I could imagine Big and Rich, that. I saw them once.
Yeah.
I saw them once on TV.
And I was like, wow. When I saw it at once time, I swear I never got to see that.
That was horrible. I made it through 4 songs on them and then I left.
That's only because my buddy I worked with was one of their cousin or brother.
Yeah.
Oh, his sister. He was married to that guy's sister from Big and Rich.
Your cousin's sister was married to that guy's sister?
No, the guy I worked with. No, I said the guy that I worked with, his wife is one of those two guys' sister.
Okay.
Mm. Do they know?
Well, he's dead now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The guy that I worked with is—he's deceased. He's gone. But I'm saying, but that can.
My father plays dominoes with your father. Yeah. Anyway, okay. I'm sorry.
Anyway, but that's because I went with him and saw one show. It was horrible.
Didn't mean.
Who
to be
was
a
the
Debbie
horrible
Downer.
Show again?
Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Big and Rich. Yeah, I can imagine. I saw them on TV and I was like, oh, I don't want to go see that.
I just saw them at one time. It was horrible. I didn't want to see it. I didn't like them. I wasn't a fan of theirs anyway, but I mean, not knocking them, you know what I'm saying, but I just wasn't a fan of them.
Oh, I'm knocking them. They were horrible.
But there's a lot of bands that are, you know, or country people that I'm not huge fans of. Yeah. But
well, that's kind of like, you know, everybody likes Tim McGraw. You know,
I do.
And he's got some good songs, but I've heard him live. I didn't like him.
I'm a Tim McGraw fan. Never seen him live.
I have seen him live, but it wasn't like anything that was like super memorable to me.
Yeah.
Other than like I mentioned before about doing the video shoot.
Right.
For I Like It, I Love It. Mm-hmm. That's all I really.
I like it. I love it.
I remember meeting him. We had to hang out. We talked. Well, we were stuck there like all day on the stage doing.
I mean, I like Tim
the same song over and over.
I like
and over
his music, but. Live, and his I didn't care for it.
And his lyrics are good. I like the lyrics and the music and the songs. I like it all. But
yeah, I think Faith wrote it all. No, I'm just kidding.
I've never seen his show.
Just kidding, Tim. Don't be.
We got before Faith
don't
came
beat
along.
Up my bugs.
Before Faith came along, it was I'm an Indian outlaw.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
Half Cherokee, Choctaw. Hey, we
my
need
baby,
to,
she
we need to take
Faith
a break,
Hill
y'all.
Is a Chippewa.
We are up against it.
It is a break.
We're late time.
Let's we will be right back.
Don't go away, because we'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent, country and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, so if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
Howdy, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash, and this is MIA. Welcome back to MIA.
Welcome back.
Music, Idiots, back. And Alcohol. Back. We are all three here with Jimmy E.
Yep.
And Mudbug. And
I'm right here.
What I was going to say, I think he's here.
I'm right here.
Mudbug is still here. We all had to take a pee break, refreshment break, and get back on our... What, you didn't use a urinal while you were...
Oh, yeah, I did that as soon as we took the break.
Oh, okay. I was
gonna say. No, okay, then.
That was
just wanted to make sure. Wanted to make sure, because that's what everybody's supposed to do.
Right on.
Yes. Jimmy's fired us up with a lot of questions about concerts and bands. I didn't talk a whole lot about country music, Texas country. Most of the Texas country are saying, drink it up, Jim, drink it up.
Yeah.
Most of the Texas country music that I've dealt with is fairly recent in my world, you know, probably the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And more so even the last 5.
Yeah.
But I have seen a lot of country artists live.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at, you know, the George Strait Fest and all that kind of stuff and saw Tim McGraw and...
Who's your favorite country concert you ever went to?
I really don't know. I enjoyed meeting Garth Brooks. He was a great guy. I played basketball with him. Basketball. I think we had that conversation, though, so we really don't need to go there. But since Jimmy got us all fired up with music and more music.
You're welcome.
Well, this is Bug, you said something while we were on break, and I was trying to remember what I was supposed to kickstart you about, and I don't remember now. So
you forgot the Kickstarter?
About yeah. Whenever I said the first concert, like real concert I ever went to.
For real?
What, were you wrong when you said
about
it
about Nelson? No, it was about Nelson. Oh, about, but then we talked about everything.
That's what it was.
But at that time in my life.
The embarrassing part about it.
Yeah,
the Nelson show that he went to.
No, a lot of people like to harass me because the first concert I went to was, I say the Nelson Twins, but Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time in my life, which, I mean, I liked their songs at the time. I was a fan of Nelson, so.
Mm-hmm.
Been married to my ex-wife, and we went to that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a fan of theirs, though, because I liked their, because I'm the ballad junkie, and they sang all the love
songs. They sang in harmony.
They sang boohoo ballads.
And it was, and they sang boohoo ballad rock and roll. So.
They sang in harmony.
But it was great. I think they were good. So.
Yeah, they were talented for what they did. They were really
good.
But what, they had like one album and then went, what, they were no longer twins or something.
Well,
like,
they might have tried the second one, and I don't think any worked after that.
Yeah, I know a lot of bands that way. Hang on,
yeah,
I got a sneeze.
Because I guess
ka-choo!
I guess nobody wanted to write any more songs for them.
Blessings upon you, my child.
Because I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know if they wrote their own songs or not. I mean, I never researched any of that. At that time, I didn't care. It's just a matter of how it was performed, what it sounded like. It sounded good to me. I mean, because. Come on. I mean, half the world loved Milli Vanilli back in the day. And then even I was a fan of Milli Vanilli songs, don't get me wrong, at that time. But then everybody found out that, they were lip-syncing everything, and it's like, oh, we can no longer be Milli Vanilli fans. They suck. They didn't suck. Everybody loved it, and now they want to say they hated it.
It's kind of like the Muppets.
Because they're going to go through that. They want to go through that point. I'm just saying. But if you go to a live R&B show now, he's falling over because he's sneezing so much. But if you go,
sneezing fit over here.
If you go to a live R&B show now, you can't tell me, because it's been proven how many of them are running and dancing and playing around that they're actually.
Well, we had that conversation a few weeks ago.
Their lip syncing, what all that.
And we got off into a real deep conversation, and it got kind of nasty, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah. So anyway,
because you suck.
It's okay for them to do it now. But let's go ahead and humiliate Milli Vanilli for what they did back in the day when it all started.
No. Can't touch us.
Horrible. That's MC Hammer.
Keep touches.
That's MC Hammer.
Too legit to quit.
Still talking MC Hammer.
That was MC Hammer still.
You were talking?
No, he's... You don't even have earphones. You don't even know what we're saying.
Anyway.
Well, the people we were talking to, and he said that. He goes, and then you can't touch this? And I said, that's MC Hammer. It's not...
Correct. But anyway.
Are you back?
I think I'm back.
You know what MC... speaking of MC Hammer, you know what he did before he became MC Hammer?
He's a mechanic.
No, he was a ball boy at a Major League Baseball park.
Mm. Oh. Good for him.
Yeah. Ball boy at a Major League... Does that pay? I didn't even think that paid. No, I thought you were just like volunteered
for
that.
Yes. I don't know. Yes. Yes. But he was. He was a ball boy for years.
But applied for it. Park. Didn't get it.
Yeah. Was that? They were like, no.
They said, nope, you're too slow, fat boy.
Oh, no room for you, fat boy.
You go home.
I decided
you've been here 4 hours.
I decided not to try and get that job until I was 40. So,
hey, you fat guy, get off the foul line.
You need more vegetables.
Get off the foul line.
Yeah.
Stop trying to eat the Chick-fil-A foul pole.
Oh, man.
It says it's chicken. I thought it was chicken.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A foul pole. That's bad.
Hey, I was hungry.
Did I? You know, I don't know. This just hit my brain. Did I say hi to Greg Patterson?
Nope.
Oh.
Say it now.
Greg Patterson. Mr. Ohio, live way too up north where it's cold.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
Howdy.
Oh, thanks hi.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, hi. Greg.
What's up? Hi, Greg.
Oh, hi. Oh.
What's up, Greg?
Sucks to be you.
We get really jacked on him and get like, go Michigan.
But he may have been down here for a few years or whatever, but he wanted to get back where his family
was. Yeah, he had
to. That's what I hear. I never met the guy. But
he had to haul balls back to Ohio. It was too hot.
We didn't take his balls. We took everything.
No blame. That's where his family's at. He can go back.
I bet his old lady.
Well, you're right about that. It is too damn hot down here.
Well, would you rather live down here or up there?
But down here.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Down here.
So is it too hot?
Too damn cold up there.
No, it's just too damn hot.
So let's just... I'm going to continue complaining about the heat. I'm still
it's
here.
My prerogative.
That's right.
Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative. So the greatest thing he ever did?
I'm sorry. I saw.
What's the greatest thing he ever did?
Mary Whitney Houston.
I saw this stupid thing. I'm going to bring this up. I saw this stupid thing. And it was talking about this little kid that got arrested and charged for peeing behind his mom's car while his mom was like in the store or wherever the hell she was, or court. I don't know. He was like 11 years old and he had to pee and he didn't want to go into the building that she went into. So he got out of the car and he peed behind the car.
Yeah.
Right. Well, evidently, some cop saw him. He got in trouble, gets arrested, gets charged with, I don't know, whatever.
Public
he got.
Indecency, most likely.
Public peeing, which is really stupid. I don't want to get onto all into that, but the funny part was they were talking about, you know, he had to go to court, right? So he goes to court, and he's found, you know, he's been given probation for like 3 months or something stupid like that, and had to write a 5-page report on Kobe Bryant. And I'm like, what?
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand.
That's punishment.
I don't know why that even came to my head when y'all were talking about that, but I just had to.
Don't be talking about bagged by the Black Mamba.
I don't understand.
No, I'm not talking bad about Kobe.
I don't understand.
He was great.
All right. I don't even want to get into that. Sorry, back to what y'all were talking about.
I think we've already killed that conversation.
Oh, you exhausted it?
That conversation is dead. We're just beating a dead horse. A dead horse here.
Take that!
Chop suey.
Let's shoot that dead horse. Dead.
Chop suey.
So you know what I really want to know?
What?
Yes.
What do y'all know about Buck Owens?
Nothing. I know that he was on Hee Haw. Quite a few hits back in the 60s, 70s, I guess.
What happened to the glasses? I can't see.
You had them. I don't know.
I know they call him Buck Owens.
He didn't come back with them.
All right, hang on. Let me
did go. You sneeze them off?
Probably.
He said, hang on, I'll be right back again. He set my other pair of glasses
don't
over there on the counter.
Don't go away, because I'll be right back.
He set my other pair of glasses on the over there back on the counter over there by the sink.
Can he see to walk that far?
He made it.
Did he make it?
And he's here not he back is. Yet. And yep. we're
okay,
back.
Okay, he made it. All right, very good.
Or and not is back.
Not. He's not back.
Not.
I am not. And I am back.
Not back.
And we're he's at okay. the Not Ranch. And
so what were you asking before you couldn't see what you were asking?
Not hid.
Well, I was asking what y'all know about Buck Owens.
Like I said, I know that Buck you know, Owens.
He was on Hee Haw.
He was on Hee Haw.
You know the theme song?
Hee-haw. Huh?
Hee haw. That's the only part I remember. That was a long time ago.
I didn't even know that.
So
hi, I'm picking. I'm agreeing.
It's time for MIA Music Idiots and Alcohol Trivia.
Yay!
Yes,
playing that.
Right. My earballs. His earballs, folks. His earballs. Wow, that's a first for me. I hadn't heard that one.
I might let you win again this week.
No.
Maybe. I think the score is 3-2. Jimmy's 3, Mudbug 2. Am I correct?
No, it's
on that?
5-2.
No, oh, 5-2. That's what I meant. 5-2.
Oh, no, here, Jimmy. Oh, wait. He's trying to rip me
wait.
Off here.
Wait, you're taking two of my scores away. I got 5-2.
Man. Well, I was woke? Are you woke all of a sudden trying to rewrite history?
Well, you know. I do want to let y'all know, you know, when this is all over, all you're getting is a participation trophy.
Okay, well, yeah. It's going to be like at the YMCA.
Yeah. Take all the memorabilia down.
Thank you for participating. Yes, and it's not even a trophy, actually. I'm just going to print out one of them certificate things.
Okay, yeah.
And Microsoft Word.
Congratulations.
That's what you're getting. It's like, thanks for participating.
Congratulations for being mediocre.
Being all you can be.
Like the Facebook page, if you've followed somebody, all it does is give you the high fives.
Yeah.
Picture of a high five. Picture.
Okay.
All right. Mudbug, you're going to have to trade me glasses.
Are we ready? Are we ready?
Oh, my goodness.
Mudbug's good.
Man, it's loud. Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers, folks. I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA, Music Idiots and Alcohol Trivia for Mudbug and Jimmy E.
Thank you very much.
Can you turn that up?
I'm still here.
I just did.
Yeah, let's say, open up the microphones, everybody.
I did it up!
Oh, yeah, I did it two of them once a week. You know, hear Mudbug here trying to answer
questions.
You
know people love me. Mm. I can't believe it was so quiet.
So quiet.
Like three people in the crowd clapping.
All right, here
and
we go.
And what are we doing? Ready?
We are doing Buck
Owens. Are you mad already?
Yes. I'm staring at the La La Land over here. And pretend like I'm thinking.
I took his glasses.
About this guy you're talking about. I don't even know who the heck he is. So
you don't know who Buck Owens?
No, I don't. I mean, I watched Hee Haw from what y'all are saying. Apparently, he was on Hee Haw.
Bug's already mad.
I'm going to stick with that one.
Let me see if I can find somebody else. Hang on.
Apparently, it's Hee Haw something.
Do you remember Hee Haw?
I was like, yes.
Oh, man. You want some Dolly Parton trivia?
It doesn't matter.
What's her cup size?
I don't know.
Just go. I don't even think Dolly knows.
Oh, quadruple D's. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh my Jesus.
And here we go.
All right.
And the first question is.
No, I backed up. I don't want you throwing your microphone at me. So I have to back up. We're not doing Buck Owens trivia.
Okay. See, they're getting prepared now. They know microphone flies.
So angry all the time.
Somebody
okay.
Your management class.
You know,
I'm working on it.
All it would take was for us to make about $2.5 more on this podcast, and we could probably send them to your management classes.
That was good.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. All right. I don't even remember who we've done, who we haven't. How about, we already did George Jones. We did Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, we did Chinny Chesney.
Chinny Chesney, yeah. Patsy Cline, Shania Twain, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson.
Yep.
Hank Williams.
Yep.
George Strait.
Yep.
And Garth Brooks, where he did him too.
Yeah. All right, well, so your choices are right now, they are Buck Owens or Charlie Pride.
Wow.
Charlie Pride.
I'm so freaking excited that...
You want some Jimmy Rogers?
We're going to talk about two guys that...
Jimmy Rogers.
That this may be the first time I ever heard any of their names.
Wait, I got one for you. Tim McGraw. You want to do Tim McGraw?
Let's do Tim McGraw. Gonna fail fine. At that one.
Do Tim McGraw.
All right, we got Tim McGraw. Hang on,
let me get
my machine worked. I got to get it all warmed up here.
What color is his hat?
Black. What color is this? What?
How tight are his jeans?
Tight.
Yeah. Tighter than George's.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
What size boot does he wear?
His size.
When he's naked.
I don't know.
Damn, Jimmy. You are killing me over here. All right.
Nor do
so,
I care.
So Mudbug won last week, am I correct?
Yes.
That means Jimmy has to go first, I guess.
That's what I said. I don't remember what the rules are. We really should write these rules down so we know.
Just make them up as we go along. Yeah,
that's pretty much the case.
I think that means Jimmy has to go first.
Two questions.
Jimmy goes first because Mudbug got to pick the artist.
Oh, my goodness.
Since the artist he didn't like.
I don't even know him. How could I not like somebody I don't know?
I don't know Tim McGraw.
You heard the name for
him. You said you didn't like him.
Was that too?
Or something. So, you didn't say you didn't like
but
him.
But I tell you right now.
I ain't never met the man.
I ain't either.
Oh, okay.
But no, I know you I heard did. That. You, I know you heard the name for, right?
Yeah. It's Married to Faith.
Well, of course.
Because he's got faith.
It's like, the first quiz you put out there, everybody said, how does everybody know Tim McGraw? He's married to Faith Hill.
Correct.
Rumor has it. Anyway, who gets the first question?
I do.
Jimmy.
Jimmy E. gets the first question.
Rumor has it.
Are y'all ready, folks? Folks
she
out there?
You.
Oh. Are y'all ready?
Yes, we're ready. Oh, they're ready.
Are our fans ready?
Yes.
Ready all two of them?
Yes. They just texted me and said they wish you would hurry up and ask the first question.
Hurry up, God dang it.
What subject did Tim McGraw study in college? Business,
girls,
music, law, or agriculture?
God.
Your answers are business, music, law, or agriculture.
I'm going to say...
That was my Sesame Street impression.
Business.
Jimmy says business.
Business.
Oh, sorry. Our sound effects are turned down. Here, let me turn them up. Ready? Let's do that again.
Okay. I missed it.
Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
That was so difficult.
All right. Yeah, sorry. I didn't.
You shut it.
That was a hard one.
It really sucks when this is live. You can't go back and fix that. But I have to turn it up.
Turn it up.
Question number one from Mudbug.
Here we go now.
Score 0-0.
Here we go now.
Jesus. Sing it, Bug. Sing it. Whose death inspired McGraw to become a musician?
What's I shooting?
Sure you know what's the Buck Owens? Johnny Cash, Eddie Rabbit, Chris LeDoux, or Keith Whitley? Hey, okay. and remember, if a fan answers the question you lose the entire game.
That's so sad. That's sad. Chris LeDoux.
Chris LeDoux, he says. Let's see what he says. Wrong answer. The score is 0-0.
So I do know the correct answer to that now, but...
Liar. All right, question number two for Jimmy.
Okay.
We'll come back and answer these questions here in a
yes,
minute.
Okay.
Those of you who are listening, all two of you.
All two.
Greg Patterson and somebody else.
Somebody else.
Question number two for Jimmy E.
Come on.
What was McGraw's first number one song on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart?
That's don't, not fair. That's cheating.
Don't take the girl. Not a moment too soon. Down on the form. Down on the farm. Or I like it, I love it. Are you ready with the answers again?
Don't take the girl.
Don't take the girl. Not a moment too soon. Down on the farm. Or I like it, I love it.
Don't take the girl.
And Jimmy says, don't take the girl. Wow. You got the answer right.
He's a genius.
I knew that one.
Why didn't we get the applause?
What happened? Thank you.
Take a bow. Take a bow.
Didn't get the applause.
The song tells the story of two young lovers dealing with difficult scenarios at three different stages in their lives. In each situation, the man does all he can to make sure that different people don't take the girl. Boom, don't boom, boom.
I remember the song.
It's actually a really good song. I like it.
It was a great song. Okay, bug number two question.
My bug, are you ready for question number two?
Maybe.
No, how long is the inseam
on his pant leg? I don't know. That is the inseam. Yeah.
What's Tim McGraw's favorite vegetable? No, I'm just kidding. I'm in. No, this one's probably, yeah, anyway.
All right, come on, bud. Come on, bud.
He's fixing to be really bad.
See? I already know it's fixing.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. This question?
Bullshit. You skipped the easy one.
No.
And gave me the hard one. I know.
Literally, it says number four. Question number four.
All right.
Which is number two for you. What sport, Mr. Sports Guy, what sport did McGraw's father play professionally?
Oh, I don't know what McGraw's
tennis, father. Baseball, football, or basketball?
You're serious?
Yes. It says, what sport did McGraw's father play professionally?
Okay.
Tennis, baseball, football, or basketball?
Okay, are you ready?
I know.
I am ready.
It's baseball.
It's baseball. Bug says baseball. Let's see. Oh, my Jesus. My bug got it right. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know his dad played sports at all.
Yeah. I did know that one. So thank you.
I knew that one, too. Yeah.
Says Tug. His name was Tug.
It's Tug, Tug McGraw
was a Major League Baseball relief pitcher, mm-hmm. most famous for striking out the Kansas City Royals' Willie Wilson in the 1980 World Series, thus bringing the Philadelphia Phillies their first world championship. Wow. Mr. Yep. Famous there.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Tug. Oh, Tug of McGraw.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Yeah.
More for Mudbug.
Yeah, yeah.
You mud go, Mudbug.
Go, Mudbug.
Go, Tug.
All right. So now we got, it's 1-1.
That's 1-1. Now we have a tiebreaker. But how do we do the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is just you ask one question, and then one person answers, and then who, if they don't get them, the next person answers.
Is that how it works? Same question.
Yep.
Whoa. But what if he has the same answer that you have?
It's do or die.
Or you have
then it's a tie.
Do or die.
Tie?
Yeah. We've never had a tie yet. I don't remember. But we might have. I don't remember.
All right, so I asked both of y'all this question.
Both of us.
Man, we really got to write these rules down.
You asked the question, Jimmy got to answer. And then I got to answer.
And then
Bug
has to answer.
All right. I just say if it's the same.
It's
tiebreaker question
either
number
be the same
five
answer
here
or number five.
On right. Music, Idiots, and Alcohol.
This is whoever gets
dun,
it right.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's basically whoever gets it. It's sudden death, whoever gets it right.
In which song does McGraw sing every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust? Again, the question is, in which song does McGraw sing every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust? Your options for answers should you choose to use them. Watch the Wind Blow By, Down by the Farm, Southern Voice, or The Cowboy in Me. Those answers again are Watch the Wind Blow By, Down on the Farm, Southern Voice, The Cowboy in Me.
I'm going to say Down on the Farm.
It is.
Jimmy's going with Down by the Farm. And Mudbug is also going with Down by the Farm.
Down by the Farm.
It is Down
by the Farm. So here we go with.
I couldn't remember. I both did.
Yeah. Oh, they both got it right.
So we tied.
That's why I was waiting.
Every Friday night.
I had to let you answer it because I knew it was Down by the Farm. So
every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back. Tailgates down. There's a big fire burning. But don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Woo-hoo! Okay, we got a tied week, folks.
So that's 5-2-1.
5-2-1. 5-2-1.
Yeah, 5-2-1.
So let's go back and answer these first two questions.
5.5 and 2.5.
5-1 and 2-1.
The first two questions.
5.5 and 2.5.
There you go. We can do that. I don't care.
So what was the answer to the first question that I got wrong?
Excuse me. The first question was, what subject did Tim McGraw study in college?
Agriculture.
I said business.
It's agriculture.
Ag.
It had to have been law then.
Law.
Oh.
He studied law. He was a law man.
He's a law man.
He's a law dog.
He attended Northeast. He attended Northeast Louisiana University on a baseball scholarship and studied law. Quote, I got into school, picked up a guitar, joined a fraternity, and started sucking down kegs. McGraw told Esquire in 2006. Law went out the window when my grades came back.
In other words, he had bad grades when he came back.
He was too busy getting drunk and partying, then
singing music.
Then edumacating himself.
Law went out the window when my grades came back.
So in other words, he got his grades and realized that he sucked.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's better off to do music.
Not that his grades were good.
No, they were bad.
Yeah, they were bad. So, okay.
And then John's first question, or Bug's first question, is when he got wrong.
Yeah, so it was, whose death inspired McGraw to become a musician? I believe you had answered Chris LeDoux.
It was Keith Whitley, just so you know. But
Keith Whitley.
Chris LeDoux, I screwed up because that's Garth Brooks' buddy.
Correct.
Or the one he was in love with. Garth Brooks was in love with Chris LeDoux. Tim McGraw was a huge fan of Keith Whitley.
Says here, Tim McGraw's career began the day his hero, Keith Whitley, died in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
It was then that McGraw dropped out of college and moved to Nashville, quickly finding success singing in bars and clubs.
Quickly finding success?
Hey, that's what it says. I'm just reading.
Well, it didn't take him maybe 4 years, but yes. That's pretty quick.
I would say that's pretty quick.
That is
4 years
quick.
Is pretty quick.
He performed in the bars and clubs in downtown in that area. And in 89,
overnight success.
And then he...
he dropped out of college in 1989 and moved to Nashville to start singing.
Imagine these artists run around trying to get themselves out there for 20 years and still got not mainstreaming it kind of thing. So...
Wow, that was so...
That was exciting.
So,
that was
such
McGraw.
A tie.
It was such a tie.
No, like,
what do we call that?
I can't believe I said Chris LeDoux, and that's Garth Brooks' dude,
you did
man.
Either. Like you went, as soon as you said Chris LeDoux, I went...
After I'd already answered, right. I was like, I don't know, can't believe I just said... I'm thinking Garth Brooks is Tim McGraw. So yeah, that's why as soon as I did that, I already messed it up.
So you know, it's very, very anticlimactic when y'all tie, right? You know, so I guess that means I win.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, y'all lost, so I went.
No.
We didn't lose. We won.
No, y'all tied.
No, we
tied.
We both won.
We both won.
Y'all tied. I win.
No. Nope. We both won. You still lost.
We're winners.
Yeah. Winner, chicken dinner.
We don't give away chicken dinners.
We now should.
Maybe I got chicken dinner.
Because I'm hungry.
Waiting at home, maybe.
I said, Mudbug, if he gives away chicken dinners. You give away chicken dinners?
Do you give away chicken dinners, Bug?
No.
Oh. No. See?
He eats them.
Yes, fat boy.
Chicken winner dinner.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I grew up down on some food.
All right, so I didn't have to let you win this time.
Nope. You'll both fail miserably.
Hey, but next week is Buck Owens.
I should have won this
one. Better study up.
Better study up on your Buck Owens.
Study up, bitch.
You know, I should have won this one, too. Because I can't believe I said Chris Ledoux.
Chris Ledoux.
I even know Tim McGraw because I like Tim McGraw.
Tape of Chris Ledoux.
Tim McGraw is one of my favorite mainstream country artists ever, really. So it doesn't matter. But
see how you are? He got all confident.
As soon as I said Chris Ledoux, I was like, I can't even do it because that's Garth Brooks.
Well, as soon as you said it, you should have said, wait, no, that's not what I mean.
You got all confident and went.
Got all relaxed. Got all relaxed.
I had no clue that he went to college for law, though. I didn't know that.
You law dog.
You're a law dog.
You're a law dog.
Hunt down White Earp. Law dog. Right.
You can go to school for it. Don't mean you're good
you
at it.
Talking to you, law dog.
Well, evidently he wasn't any good at it.
That's what he said.
He got grades.
Well, he was probably could have been pretty good at it, but he was too busy drinking and playing music.
He got grades.
Well, sucking down beer.
Yeah.
Kegs of beer.
He probably went
to college. I don't like beer that much.
He probably went to college spoiled anyway. So he wasn't thinking about none of that.
And he went on a baseball scholarship.
Yeah. Well, wonder how that happened.
Hence the spoiled part.
Wonder how that happened.
Mm. His daddy didn't teach
if your
him
daddy Tug McGraw, you think you got a scholarship? Whoa. We stamped it on here in 1980. We're ready for your kid. What did I say?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he earned it.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna research his high school.
His grades sucked. He dropped out and moved to Nashville.
I'm not gonna research his high school stats and see if he did.
Well, why not?
Why?
You want to know about these people?
Nope. Because I don't care nothing.
Okay.
About
well,
what
next
did.
Week, Buck Owens, baby.
All I care about is Buck Owens, baby. He put out some music, and
Buck
he did.
Owens,
because who
baby.
In the hell is Buck Owens?
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive misery. If
you see
it
what I'm saying?
Bad luck, I have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. That wasn't Buck Owens.
That don't sound nothing like coming
to
an outlaw.
I tell you, in all honesty, you should check out Buck Owens because he has some really good music.
He did.
He really did.
Some great music. Buck Owens is awesome.
Roy Clark, too.
Say he has.
Roy Clark, Guy Clark.
Yeah, so no, you say, Roy, he, you say he had
I
some really
Roy
good
Clark
music?
And Guy
yes.
Clark.
I believe Buck's, probably Buck's gone.
He had some really good music?
Yeah.
What did he do with it?
It would be had.
He died.
Now he
his music's still it. There somewhere.
He had it.
He don't have it no more. Because you can't take it with you when you got it.
Can't take it with you to go.
Can't take shit with you when you're leaving, folks.
Right.
Spend it while you got it.
Yeah.
That's my motto. Motto? What's a motto?
I don't know. What's a motto you?
That's like my favorite line from Lion King.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't even know that either. What's Lion King?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just kidding. I've watched
you it. You have 15 kids. You know damn well what Lion King is.
No, I've watched it.
Probably.
I watched it.
And the Skippy Mermaid or whatever the name of that movie is.
Skippy Mermaid.
Mermaid, the what's the name?
Oh,
with the Ariel swimming under the water, you know, and the crab singing under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
I remember that song.
No,
that I don't remember the name of the movie, though.
I don't know. The Little Mermaid. Thank
Little
you.
Mermaid. Oh, definitely say mermaid. I know something mermaid, but it's Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. Little Mermaid. Man, we're really sucking at the whole movie thing now. Huh?
No, that don't sound nothing like Texas country.
No. We don't talk Texas country all the time.
My goodness.
We talk about all kinds of crap on this show.
We just spent 45 minutes talking about rock and roll concerts.
Come on.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. And it's pretty sad that some of the worst concerts I've been to have been country.
Yeah.
And I've been to some pretty sad concerts.
Me being rich. Too.
You call it being rich country?
Well,
to be honest.
That was one of the most horrible
looking,
I've ever
been. Well, no, some lights just showed up in my glasses. I went, what the freaking?
That was one. Big and Rich is probably one of the most horrible I've ever went to. So yeah.
Anyway, Cody Jinks was good.
I like Cody.
Good to see him.
Yep.
I saw
Cody Jinks with you.
Yeah.
Big bro. Right.
Who opened up for Cody? Yeah. Who was that?
See, we struggled through this so many times.
Played the banjo.
Can't remember who it was, so I don't know.
banjo player.
Another Texas country artist. Don't hear much from him anymore.
Banjo.
God, what was his name?
I mean, we went round and round with this.
I don't remember. He was really good, though. I know that.
That's been years ago since y'all did that.
Because I could swear I went to Catfish Festival and saw... Well, back in the Red Dirt days. Way back in the day when I saw Pat Green coming in, I thought it was with you, and you said, nope, and you saw him somewhere else.
Never saw Pat Green.
I'm like, okay.
Even got to go to a Pat Green concert. Saw everybody else.
So I saw him.
Except Pat Green.
That's good to say. We got...
It was so hot.
VIP tickets.
But that's what I'm saying. I could swear I went to this show with you, but I didn't. So evidently I didn't even.
It was me and not.
No, that's what I'm saying. But when I saw him, I thought it was with you, and it wasn't. Apparently it was.
Jeff Canada said, hey.
Too drunk. Who knows?
He said, hey, you boys. He was opening for Pat. And he says, hey, you boys want to come to Pat Green? And we said, heck yes.
Of course.
And see, mine was. I'll put you on the list. And so we went. When who was there? So Jeff Canada was there. Jake Bush was there.
When I saw him was before was that. There.
The Jeff female Canada, artist, Bush. But I can't think of it now.
Yeah. She was pretty good. I can't remember her name, though. And then Pat Green. And we'd been there so long that day that...
It was like 297 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. It was so hot.
Yeah.
And by the time it cut time for...
It was so hot outside, we didn't have any hair left. It was all singed up.
When I saw Pat Green, it was either, you know, now I'm struggling through. It was either the Catfish Festival or it was at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, one of the two. But
I still want to see him. I've never seen him. Still want to.
But at one time.
I saw him somewhere once.
That's the only time I ever saw him in concert. That was it. But it was that one show thing.
You said Fairgrounds. I saw Kobe Cooper over at the Montgomery County
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Kobe Cooper.
Yeah, some of my kids were at.
He's like 10. I think he's like 10 years old. Yeah, he's like super young, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
He still is.
It was like 4 years ago when we saw him. So, however old he was then, he still seems super young.
One Night Stand.
That's a great song. I like all his plays on words.
Yeah.
It's great. And he made it. Oh, Mr. Famous from the first song he did, which people have forgotten about now.
Cannonball.
Yeah, Cannonball's great.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We need.
And he's got a new album out right now.
Does he?
I can't place it because I'm trying to get with their radio promoter
We
can get the tracks. I think he's only got two tracks off of it.
Kobe, he's a boy from Anderson County. That's that same song? Yep. Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah.
That is lots my song. I love that song.
Yeah, he's got boy lots from Anderson of good songs.
County. Yeah.
That actually, yeah, Mr. Ballad Junkie over here. But yes, that is a really good song.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I've never seen Jordan. Did I see George?
Jordan?
I did see George. I sure did. I saw George at the... God dang.
At that place?
At the Astrodome. Eons of time ago.
Are you talking about
Rodeo?
Are you talking about King Strait?
The King of Country, yes.
Talking about King Strait?
King George.
King George Strait.
Saw him at the, yes, I'm at the Rodeo.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he played every year for like a long time.
I think I've seen him like three times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen him about three dozen times.
I've seen him at least three times, yeah.
Yeah.
He was really good.
I always liked you.
I never got to see Garth.
Man.
Saw Garth a few times.
Well, I would love to see a Garth concert.
I've seen Garth a handful of times.
He is entertaining.
My favorite show of Garth.
Can run for back then he was a fat white guy. Oh, he's still running all
the
time.
My favorite show of his was the one he went back where now is the Lakewood Church, like you were saying before.
The summit.
But the whole floor. Was the stage that figure eight kind of running from one side to the other, and
you're right.
I don't understand how that guy could do that, but I was right there in that down on the floor because I actually was with the company, you know, setting things up. I sat right there and watched that show.
I watched his live thing he did on TV that time, that live special. It made me tired.
It's almost like wasn't he swinging? Didn't he hook up and swing from one side to the other and stuff like that? It's like
he climbed up a speaker stack
and then he'd swing out the ladder to the dots or whatever, and it's like crazy.
Man. John Anderson just keep going. There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good.
I go and see her. Called her on the phone.
Yeah, y'all go ahead and sing it. I'm not singing.
This was going on.
We were swinging.
Swinging. Just a swinging.
Sorry, I don't
love John Anderson. Yeah. He can't sing worth a crap, but I sure do love his stuff.
That was good stuff. Good stuff.
And he did that song here a while back with the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, so the Bellamy Brothers sang it and he was just there?
No, he was singing with them.
Oh, so, but he was there trying to harmonize?
No country music for old men.
Oh, no country for old men.
Yeah, no country for old men.
Man, that's a great song. I like that, yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah.
I like the Bellamys, man. That's a great band.
They're really different.
Texas country. Look up the Bellamys.
The Bellamy Brothers. They're really different. They're good. They're fun.
Man, are we done yet?
I think so, because Bug just finished really off tired. His last beer.
I'm getting, hey, folks, not this yawning. Is not Johnny Cash, and I'm really tired.
And Knott's really tired. And I have to drive to back to have we
drank all the alcohol yet?
I don't know.
No,
but not are we allowed yet. To quit before we drink all the alcohol?
But yes, well, the rest of the alcohol can go after we log off here.
Last time you had to go settle down, went to another bar.
Well, that's because I didn't want to kill him. I
he told me to leave the microphone at home.
I figured it was better if we got in public, because then I have witnesses.
get him out in public so he can't kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody listening this week, if you don't know what we're talking about,
go back and listen. Last week's episode.
Listen to how last week started. Yeah. You don't understand.
Last week's episode titled Jimmy Let's Bug Win Trivia.
And you hear Jimmy in the background going, all the F-bombs.
Yeah. Yeah, it got pretty intense.
You couldn't calm him down either.
No, he was a little upset.
You couldn't tell he was getting mad because he's got earphones on. Can't see how red his ears were.
I don't even want to bring it up because I'll know to get mad and hit you with the microphone again.
And you can't say his little face turned red.
Because he'll have a little face.
It still makes absolutely no sense to me. Even when we go back and listen to it, it doesn't make sense to me. And he's like,
make sense.
Because he says, well, I was changing the subject, but you kept going. It's like,
that's not what I said. But
yes, listen to
Here we go.
He's like, I didn't hear you change the subject. Like, oh, you did? He hasn't said a freaking word. He's like, you changed the subject. And that's why I said, oh, I'm supposed to look in your eyes and know the subject just changed.
Read my lips.
No, I'm supposed to read his eyes. It has something to do with the eyes and his eyebrow. As soon as he looks at me, I'm immediately supposed to know, stop talking. He wants to talk. Look, it's your turn.
Hey, it's my turn to talk.
Your turn.
Thank you. See how easy that works?
I'm not saying anything.
We're going to have the talking stick.
You have to raise your flag.
And I'm going to have a shusher.
Yeah, shusher.
And shush. Shush.
One stick that tells you to talk, the other stick tells you to hush. And they're both going to look exactly alike.
So I'm still going to be confused.
You're not gonna, it's like this. It's like one has a thumbs up and the other one has a thumbs down.
Depends on which side hits you.
Then.
You never know which way.
If you don't see it coming, you don't know.
Even if I saw it coming, I'm still just as confused afterwards as I am right then.
Yeah. So it's okay. My God. It's okay. Just be confused.
Yeah. All right. I think we're done, bro.
Okay. Well, so my name's not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug.
And this is MIA Music, Idiots and Alcohol. Did I say
music?
Music.
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 Idiots and Alcohol.
I'm watching the Muppets too much.
Music, Idiots and Alcohol.
We thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next week.
I'm not Johnny Cash. This is Music, Idiots and Alcohol. Tune in next week.
Catch y'all next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Out. This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit TexasRadio1.com.